إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما. يقول سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله في كتابه المجيد: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد إخوة الإيمان والإسلام، فقد قال سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله في كتابه المجيد: لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم. He said سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله: Indeed, there has come to you a messenger from amongst yourselves. عزيز عليه ما عنتم. What hurts you, hurts him. The hardship that you might face, he feels and he shares pain with you, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, because of the hardship that one of his followers might experience. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Very caring for you. He cares about you. He's watching over you. He watches for you that which is good for you. صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. For the believers and with the believers, very kind and very merciful. صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. This is your Rasul, Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. رجل وجده الله يتيما فآواه. A man who Allah found him as an orphan, he looked after him and he gave him shelter. ووجده عائلا فأغناه. And he found him in need of support, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported him and made him free from any need except the need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ووجده ضالا فهداه. And he found him not with the sharia of Islam, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the guidance of Islam before he became prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. وشرح له صدره. And he purified for him his chest and his heart sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. ووضع عنه وزره. And he lifted it, all the burdens that they were upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. وَرَفَعَ لَهُ ذِكْرَهُ. And he raised his name. He raised the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. وَأَعْطَاهُ الْكَوْثَرُ. And he gave him al-kawthar, the river in Jannah. وَجَعَلَ شَانِئَهُ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. And he made his enemies the losers and the unblessed. صلوا عليه وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آل نبينا محمد وعلى صحبه أجمعين. آمين يا رب العالمين يا أرحم الراحمين. محمد رسول الله. الله says in the Quran, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. In صحيح مسلم, عبد الله ابن عمرو ابن العاص, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, تلا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قول الله عز وجل في إبراهيم: رب إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس, يعني الأصنام, فمن تبعني فإنه مني. وقول عيسى بن مريم عليه السلام في القرآن الكريم: إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك وإن تغفر لهم فإنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. As you heard, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu arda, he said, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this ayat from the Quran al-Kareem.
When Ibrahim alayhi salam said to Allah, "Oh Allah, they have misguided many of your servants. So for the person who follows me, for the person who follows me and obeys me, then he is from me. Then he is my follower." I.e. the idols and the shirk they were committing, the people of Ibrahim, they misguided many people. But for those who followed Ibrahim and obeyed him, then they are the true followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So he recited this ayah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pay attention. And then he recited the ayah which Allah said about Isa alayhi salam in Surah Al-Ma'idah. The first one in Surah Ibrahim. And the second one is in Surah Al-Ma'idah. The last page of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Isa alayhi salam said, "If you punish them, if you punish them, then they are your servants, O my Lord." Those who accuse Isa of being God or the Son of God. "If you punish them, then they are your servants. You do whatever you wish with them, O my Allah. But if you forgive them, if you have mercy on them, then indeed you are the Almighty and you are the All-Wise." Jalla Jalala. فَرَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَقَالَ. After he recited this ayat, he lifted his hands and he made a dua by saying, "Allahumma ummati ummati." He said, "O Allah, my ummah, my ummah." وَبَكَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And he cried, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, as he was making dua for you and for me and for everyone to come to follow Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He cried, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فقال الله عز وجل يا جبريل اذهب إلى محمد والله أعلم جل جلاله بما يبكي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فاسأله ما يبكيك. Allah spoke to Jibreel. He said, "Oh Jibreel, go to Muhammad and ask him what made he cry." And Allah, of course, he knows what made Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم cry. So Jibreel came to Muhammad. فأتاه جبريل عليه السلام فسأله فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بما قال. Jibreel came to Muhammad from the heavens down to earth. What made he cry? The Prophet informed Jibreel that what made me cry is the dua that I made, my ummah, my ummah. Look at the ummah of Ibrahim. He made dua for his ummah Ibrahim. And Isa alayhi salam sort of made dua. He didn't make dua, but he said to Allah, "If you forgive them, then you are the all wise. You are the almighty. And I am crying for my ummah. I want to save my ummah. I want to guide my ummah. That's why I'm crying." This is the meaning of the hadith. وَرَبُّكَ أَعْلَمُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Allah is all aware of what made Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cry. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَا جِبْرَائِيلِ اِذْهَبْ إِلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. And then Allah spoke again and said to Jibreel, "Go to Muhammad again. فَأَخْبِرْهُ. Let him know. إِنَّا سَنُرْضِيكَ فِي أُمَّتِكَ وَلَا نَسُوءُكَ. Indeed, we will please you in regard to your ummah, and we will not displease you." It means Allah will accept your dua, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will never refuse or reject the dua that you supplicate to Allah. This is the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He cared about you. He made dua for you while you were not there. He never knew your name. He never knew where you were from. But he was crying and making dua for you so that Allah will keep you guided until you meet him, so that he would bless you in Jannah. Another hadith by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu wa arda. This hadith I mentioned is Sahih Muslim. And the second one again is Sahih Muslim. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu wa arda. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kharaja ila al-maqbara. He said the Messenger of Allah went out to the graveyard, to the graveyard cemetery. فقال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم السلام عليكم دار قوم المؤمنين. He said salam to the Muslims who were buried in that graveyard. Peace be upon you, the house of the believers. The house of the believers, peace be upon you. وَإِنَّا إِن شَاءَ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِن شَاءَ اللَّهِ نَحْنُ بِكُمْ لَاحِقُونَ. And by the will of Allah, we will soon join you. We will soon join you. We will soon die too, just like you died before us. ثُمَّ قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And then he said, peace be upon him, after he said that. Listen carefully to what he said. وَدِدْتُ لَوْ أَنِّي رَأَيْتُ إِخْوَانَنَا. صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He said, I would have loved to see our brothers. He was with the Sahaba in the graveyard. After he gave salam to the Muslim dead, who were buried dead, he said, I wish I could see our brothers. The Sahaba replied to him by saying, قَالُوا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أَوَلَسْنَا إِخْوَانُكَ أَلَسْنَا إِخْوَانُكَ. They said, oh, the Messenger of Allah, are we not your brothers? He said, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ أَصْحَابِي. He said, You are my companions. But my brothers,
ولكن إخواني الذين يأتون من بعدي.
He said, but my brothers are those people who will come after me. This includes you, me, and every true follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He referred to you as his brother and sister in Islam. This is how much he cared about the people who were with him that time, and how much he cared about the people who will come after him. He never saw them, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he cared about you. And he took you as a brother and sister in Islam. And at the same time, he's your Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He cared about you in this dunya. In his entire life, from the moment he became a prophet, all the way to when Allah took him away. Listen to this hadith in Sahih Bukhari Muslim, by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu wa ta'ala. Get to know who your Rasul is, because he's your guidance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No other guidance except the guidance of the Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Anas ibn Malik, the Prophet Muhammad said, on the day of judgment, while people are waiting for Allah to judge them, there is so much heat, so much darkness, people are complaining, people trying to seek intercession so that Allah would start judging them and ease the pain that they are experiencing on that day. They would go to Adam, oh Adam, you are the first man Allah created. You are the first prophet Allah sent down to this earth. Go and intercede for us. Ask Allah to start judging us. Ask Allah to forgive us. Ask Allah to ease for us this standing. Adam will say, I cannot do that. And he will mention the mistake he did. And then Adam will tell them, go to Nuh. He's the first messenger Allah sent. He's the first messenger Allah sent. They would go to Nuh. Oh Nuh. Ask Allah to stop judging us. Ask Allah to ease. This is the meaning of the hadith. Ask Allah to ease this standing for us. Nuh alayhi salam will mention the mistake he made when he made dua for his son. And he will say, I cannot do this. Go to Ibrahim, Khalilullah, the best friend of Allah. Go to Ibrahim. They would go to Ibrahim. And Ibrahim will say, I cannot do that. And he will mention the mistake he made. Alayhi salam wa ajma'in. And he will tell them, I cannot do this. Go to Musa. Musa alayhi salam. They will go to Musa alayhi salam. And Musa will say, I cannot do it. I cannot intercede for you. I cannot intercede for you. And he will mention the mistake he made, alayhi salam. And he will tell them, go to Isa. He's the ruh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go to him. He's the word and the ruh of Allah. They will go to Isa. And Isa will mention no error that he made, no mistake that he made. But he will say to them, I cannot do it. I cannot intercede for you. But go to Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He's a man who Allah forgave all his shortcomings, the past and the future ones. Every prophet that you have, these are the best prophets you have. They will say, Nafsi, Nafsi, Allahumma Nafsi, Nafsi, Allah, myself in the day of judgment. But when they come to Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rushing to him, he will say, sallam, humbly, he will say, Anana, I'll take care of this. I'll take care of this. And then he will seek the permission of Allah. Allah will permit him, give him the permission. فَيَخِرُّ سَاجِدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ تَحْتَ عَرْشِ الرَّحْمَنِ. He will go down prostrating, doing sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will remain in that state of sujood for a long time. And Allah will inspire him with a way to praise him that he never did before, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he will praise Allah in that manner which Allah inspired him with. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Muhammad is in a state of sujood, Allah will say to him, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, is Allah speaking, Jalla Jalaluhu. Irfa' ra'sak, lift up your head, come up from sujood. Was'al tu'ata, was'al tu'ata, and ask, you will be given. Washfa' tushaffa', ask, you will be given. And ask for intercession, you will be granted intercession. He will lift his head, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will praise Allah. And he will say nothing except the same dua that he made for you when he was alive on dunya, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will say, Ya Rabb, ummati, ummati. Ya Rabb, ummati, ummati. Oh my Lord, my followers, my followers. My ummah, my ummah. He doesn't care about himself. He didn't say Fatima, Fatima. He didn't say Hassan, Hassan, Ali, Ali. He didn't say Aisha, Khadija, his family. But he cared about us all, including his family. So, my ummah, ease the judgment for them. Start judging them. Have mercy on them. Forgive them. Free them from the hellfire. This is what this dua means. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is who your Rasul is. He's someone who cared about you in this dunya. And he will care about you on the day of resurrection, when everyone will say, myself, myself, including your own mother and father. But he will come, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and take that responsibility by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jalla jalala. Asa yab'athaka rabbuka maqaman mahmuda. So that your Lord might send you at a very high station on the day of judgment. He will give him the permission to intercede for his ummah. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam al-Sim al-Kabir. يقول أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه وأرضاه والحديث في الصحيحين خدمت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم 10 سنين فما قال لي قط هلا صنعت أو ألا صنعت رواية تختلف. Anas, he said, I served the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم for 10 long years in Medina. He never told me, why didn't you do this or why did you do this? That's how polite he was. That's how nice he was. That's how respectful he was. That's how kind he was. That's how merciful he was. His servant serving him for 9 years, he never told him, why did you do this? Or why didn't you do this? And he had every right to do that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But because he was Ra'uf Rahim with the believers, that's how he dealt with his Sahaba and the rest of humanity, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was very humble, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha, she was asked by her nephew, Urwa, radiallahu anhu ardah. She said to him, we used to see a moon after a moon after a moon, and no fire is lightened in one of the houses of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It means there is no cooking in any of the houses of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يمر الشهر ثم الشهر ثم الشهر ولا يقعد في بيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نار. فقال لها عروة يا خالة. عروة said to her, oh my auntie, how did you manage your sustenance? How did you eat and drink? ما كان يعيشكم? How did you survive? قالت رضي الله عنها وأرضاها الأسودان, date and water. He used to drink water and date. And he will say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. And at the same time, he had the power to invade every town and every city around him there in Medina. But he chose to divorce this dunya and embrace the hereafter. And teach his sahaba that this worldly life is nothing but a fake enjoyment. He could have everything he wanted. He only asked Allah, and Allah will bless him with everything he asked for. But he wanted to teach the Sahaba that us on this dunya is nothing but to deliver the message of Allah and to serve Allah and go to our final destination to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ballagha al-amana wa adda al-risala wa nasaha al-umma wa jahada fi Allah haqqa jihadihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He conveyed the amana Allah gave him. He delivered the amana, the trust Allah gave him. And the message Allah gave him. And he struggled for Allah, he carried jihad for the sake of Allah, the way Allah is pleased, Jalla Jalala. And he advised his ummah, and he taught his ummah, the way Allah is pleased, Jalla Jalala. He struggled from the moment he became prophet, all the way to when he died. Listen to this hadith, narrated by Aisha, and Abdullah ibn Shaqiq radiallahu anhu arda. Annahu sa'ala Aisha umm al-mu'minin radiallahu anha faqala. Hal kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusalli qa'idan? Abdullah ibn Shaqiq, Sahabi, this man asked Aisha, may Allah please with her, did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pray while sitting down? Qalat naham. She said, yes, he prayed sitting down. Bima hatamahu al-nas. Yani at'abahu al-nas. At'abahu al-nas. She said, he used to pray sitting down when he reached an old age due to the tiredness and the exhausted, how exhausted he was because of the people. People come and complain to him. People accuse him. People fight him.
He had three enemies to deal with, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Two from the inside of his city, Medina, and one from the outside. The Quraysh, the pagans from Mecca and surrounding the Medina. And he had the munafiqeen in Medina who claimed to be Muslims. They pray behind him. But they're poisoning Islam secretly. And he had the children of Israel in Medina, within Medina, causing him trouble. And fighting him secretly and allying with the enemies of Islam, which were the pagans that time. He never gave up. He carried on the message Allah gave him. And he treated them fairly. And he gave everyone their right. The Jews, the Christians, the pagans, he treated them all fairly. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never oppressed someone. Sahaba, they said, I never met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some Sahaba, they said, I never met the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except when he looked at me, he was smiling, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to smile, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to be positive at all times, no matter how much hardship he's going through, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he used to make dua for the people. And he used to visit the sick. He used to visit the sick and the poor and the needy. He was merciful to the children. He goes and talks to them and touches them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and rubs their head, showing them love and showing them that he cares. And he goes to the poor, men and women, and he would help them in any way he can, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he prayed sitting down as he grew old, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to the tiredness which people caused him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People tried to assassinate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at least 10 different times, but they failed. Why? Because Allah protected him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he was upon the truth and they were not, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man was came to him and he started crying. He said to him, O the Prophet of Allah, I fear that death will separate between us and I will never see you again. I love you, the Messenger of Allah. That's why I'm crying. And now you know, sooner or later, I die or you die, and we will be separated. He gave him glad tidings, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال له, أبشر, have this good news. يُحْشَرُ الْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبُ يَعْنِ يَرْكَمُ. You will be brought up, you will be resurrected, you will be joining those who you love on the day of judgment. If you love the Prophets of Allah, and you follow them, Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Muhammadin Nabiyyillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cared for us and loves us more than our own parents. As-Sa'di rahimahullah, Abdul Rahman As-Sa'di, this great mufassir of the Quran, when he explained the ayah in Surah At-Tawbah, the second last ayah in Surah At-Tawbah, بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. The Prophet, he is very merciful and very kind to the believers. He said, أَرْحَمُ بِهِمْ مِنْ وَالِدِيهِمْ. He said, the Prophet is more merciful to the believers than their own parents. Of course, he came to take us from the darkness into the light of Allah. He came to teach us what it means to be civilized. He came to teach us what it means to be righteous and pious. He came to teach us what it means to be polite and kind and merciful. إنما بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق. He said, I was sent for no reason except to perfect the perfection of good manners. And the perfection of good manners is that to worship Allah alone and to behave well towards your Creator, number one, and number two, towards the creation of your Creator, Jalla Jalala. That's what he came for, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. To mend our affairs and our relationship with our Creator and with the creation of our Creator. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you except as a mercy to all that exist. People were living in jahiliyyah, in ignorance, in darkness. Shayateen managed the universe and the earth that time when the prophets were not there, before the second last prophet and the last prophet, Muhammad and Isa alayhi salam. Shayateen misguided many people. But when Allah decided to send his final messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give his creation the last chance, he sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a mercy and as a guidance and light towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalala. Ikhwata al-Iman wa al-Islam,
We are all aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَّبِيُّ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ.
He says in Surah Al-Ahzab, the Nabi, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is more closer to the believers than own selves. He's closer to you more than your own self. He cares about you more than you care about yourself. This is what the ayah means. He said to Anas, or Anas radiallahu anhu, arda sahih Bukhari Muslim, he said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ماله ووالده وولده والناس أجمعين. وفي رواية قسم صلى الله عليه وسلم قال والذي نفس محمد بيده. He said that the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, By Allah, none of you truly believes, none of you completes his faith until I am more beloved to him than your own wealth, than your own father, than your own children, and all mankind. You cannot be a true believer until you love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than your father, more than your children, more than your wealth, more than everyone. Another narration, more than your own self. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He described the true people who love him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Listen to what he said. In Sahih Muslim, he said, من أشد أمتي حبا لي ناس يأتون بعدي. من أشد أمتي حبا لي ناس يأتون بعدي يود أحدهم لو رآني بماله وأهله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. He said, the true people from my ummah who love me, the true people from my ummah who love me, are those people who would love to see me, who would love to have a glance at me, to stare at me, even if it was at the cost of their own family and their own wealth, just to see Rasulullah, how he behaved, how he looked like, how he moved, how he spoke, how he dealt with people. You would want to see him, even if it costs you your own family and your own wealth. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He described, these are the people who are true lovers, that love him. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa kayfa la? How come not? If it's not him, can we get to Jannah? No, we can't. There is no way to Allah except through the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No way to get to Allah except through his guidance. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his obedience relate to the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. من أطاع الله فقد أطاع الرسول. If you obey Allah, من أطاع الرسول فقد أطاع الله. He who obeys the messenger, then indeed you have obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وما أتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. Allah says, whatever the messenger gives you, take it. And whatever he forbids for you, stay away from it. Stay away from it. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ and fear Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Allah punishes very badly. It means, if you don't take the orders of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you don't stay away from the evil he warned you to stay away from, then Allah is warning you. He is warning you of a painful punishment. Follow his guidance. He is the only way to success. What I mean by success? Success that is related to your worldly life, your education, your wealth, your family, your community, your health. Everything, every aspect of life, its success is related to the way of Rasulullah. And what's more important than that? The success that would last forever. The success that would last forever. Because this dunya and its beauty and its desires and its success doesn't last long. Allah compared it to 1 hour. To 1 hour. Subhanallah. Sa'atan min nahar. Balagh. Balagh from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His love is not about words that we say only. It's about obeying him and following him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's about implementing his sunnah and reviving it.
He left for us three main messages, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you are a true follower of Rasulullah, if you are a true lover of your Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then these three messages he left for you and for every Muslim must be with you every day. Must be with you wherever you go. And implement them as much as you can. The first advice, or the first order he gave us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this. In Sunan Abi Dawood and Tirmidhi rahimahullah, he says, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ خُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِينَ عَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدِ. He said, you must keep to my sunnah. You must stick to my sunnah, no matter what hardship you go through, no matter how many temptations you might face, no matter how many trials and tribulations you might go through in this dunya. Stick to the sunnah of Rasulullah, the Quran, and his tradition, peace be upon him. Stick to it. You might face hardship. You might face critics and enemies on your way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this does not stop you. This does not make you deviate from the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the way of his rightly guided Khulafa al-Rashidin. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, radiyallahu anhum jami'an ya rabbal alamin. Stick to it, bite to it, meaning hold to it very tightly, never let go. Never let go. That's advice number one, or order number one. Number two, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in Sahih Bukhari, he said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً وَحَدِّثُوا عَنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ وَلَا حَرَجٍ وَمَنْ كَذَبَ عَلَيَّ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَلْيَتَبَوَّأْ مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, convey from me, even if it is one ayah only. Let the people know who your Rasul is. Let them know about his mercy. Let them know about his guidance. Let them know about his light that Allah sent him with. But the question, how do you let them know? By telling them that our Rasul is the best Rasul, that Muhammad is the best man? This is not enough to explain to them who your Rasul is. Yes, you say that to them. But most importantly, you bring the behavior and the manners of your Rasul into your actions, into your daily actions. You behave like he behaves. You speak like he speaks. You walk like he walks. You eat like he eats. You worship Allah like he worships Allah. Do as much as you can to follow Rasulullah sallallahu كَانَ أَزْهَلَ النَّاسُ وَأَجْمَلَ النَّاسُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to be the most beautiful man sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he used to be the most devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most God-fearing, the best man stepped on this earth. But at the same time, he was very humble. He said, أَنَا سَيِّدُ وَلَدِ آدَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا فَخْرٍ. He said, this, peace be upon him. I am the master of the children of Adam on the day of resurrection. Without pride. Without pride, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the master of the children of Adam. Meaning, he is the best son of the children of Adam, alayhim salam, wa ala nabiyyina Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How come we don't convey? How come we don't let people who he is? It is our duty to deliver the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have your workmate, you have your classmate, you have your neighbor, you have your Muslim friend. Do da'wah according to your knowledge and according to your ability. So remind them. Remind them, inshallah ta'ala. You don't have to be a scholar, you don't have to be an imam standing on the minbar to teach about the Prophet, but do what you can. As long as what you are doing is correct in accordance to Islam and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the second order he gave us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because remember, this deen, it's not for the Arabs, it's not for the Asians, it's not for the Africans, it's for everyone. It's for everyone, no matter who they are. And it must be reached to them. It must be reached to them, inshaAllah ta'ala. The third one is this. In the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu ardah, in Sahih Bukhari, he said, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. Everyone from my followers will enter Jannah. Very big news. إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. Except for the person who refuses. You might ask, is there someone who refuses to go to Jannah? Yes, there is. Why? Because the Prophet said that. And you'll find out. Except the person who refuses to go to paradise. The Sahaba reacted by saying, مَنْ يَأْبَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَأْبَى. Who would refuse to go to Jannah with the Messenger of Allah? Simply he replied to them, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, قال, مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. He or she who obeys me will simply enter Jannah. And he or she who disobeys me, indeed they have refused to go to Jannah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول ولا تبطلوا أعمالكم. Allah says, O you who believe in Surah Muhammad, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey His Messenger, and do not nullify your actions. Do not nullify your actions by disobeying Allah or His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you want to prove that you love the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then bring his Sunnah into your daily actions. That's how you show you love him. That's how you express love before Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you express love and you follow him, then he will be able to intercede for you on the day when everyone will flee away from their own mothers and fathers and wives and children. He will come and he will tell you, I am here to intercede for you by the leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid.